Paul Krugman's Magical Thinking. The standard bearer for the voters are too dumb to understand the economy movement takes an ironic stand against magical thinking. Last week, in It's Not Me, It's You, I wrote about a booming new op-ed genre, the editorial that bashes hick voters for their incorrect perception of the economy. Pundits attack voters' stubbornly low assessments, producing poll numbers that leave experts baffled and wondering when people will catch up to reality. In a bit of racket malpractice, the article didn't mention Paul Krugman of the New York Times, who's written a collection of those articles and become the unofficial tribune of the perception of the economy movement. As scientists in classical times believed the sun revolved around the earth, Krugman believes all things revolve around Donald Trump, the subject of this recent piece of wizardry. Trump is flirting with quack economics. Krugman's quack economics fears are prompted by a Wall Street Journal report claiming Trump advisors are quietly drafting proposals that would attempt to erode the Federal Reserve's independence if Trump wins in November. As the Times Dealbook page surmised, the overall goal is to give Trump what he wants, more say on interest rates. With those unnamed sources claiming Trump aides discussed requiring Fed officials to consult with the president before raising or lowering rates. Krugman spins a series of elaborate nightmare hypotheticals on the basis of this one piece of information, concluding, "How would Trump respond if things went wrong? Remember, he suggested we look into fighting COVID by injecting disinfectant. Why expect him to be any less inclined to magical thinking in dealing with, say, a new surge in inflation?" Paul Krugman, worried about a magical thinking response to a surge in inflation. Why would that be funny? Let's review. 6 months ago, Krugman made an announcement on Twitter. "The war on inflation is over," he declared. "We won, at very little cost." The pronouncement stood like the Colossus of Rhodes over a heroic graph. This was the economic equivalent of George Bush's mission accomplished stunt. Krugman graphed the consumer price index excluding shelter, food, and used cars. The CPI, which ostensibly tracks changes in the price of consumer goods, is already a quasi-bogus number whose quirky methodology allows government to make prices seem lower. That wasn't enough for Krugman, who simply removed three of the biggest household spending variables to take the real CPI of 3.7% and jam it below 2%, creating his own bespoke inflation monitor. Krugman was instantly mocked, even by other mainstream outlets. Nobel economist Paul Krugman mocked for saying inflation is over if you exclude most of what people buy, was the take in Business Insider. "Inflation is not a problem if you don't buy anything," added Talk Markets. The funniest response showed Krugman had zoomed past the onion and become a Babylon.